And hello and welcome to another episode, episode number 30. You haven't heard that in quite a while, of Leaning Right with Gary Mack. I know it has been quite some time since we did one of our get-togethers. Things have just been crazy, and I've been trying, and this is the first opportunity that I've had to put together a show and get back on track with Leaning Right, but here it is. And to be honest, as much that has gone on, everything really is pretty much the same. Obama is still screwing up the country, still trying to bankrupt us for whatever reasons. Him and his cohorts, his liberal left-wing cohorts, that are, of course, really screwing up things royally. And who will be our next president? Who is running against him as the Republican primaries and the Republican debates go on? And it's a good question, who will run against Obama in the fall elections in November, as we have seen a number of candidates go up and down and return and drop and come back. And Mitt Romney has been pretty much, I would say he's been pretty steady throughout this whole process. Of course, Herman Cain was up for a while and very popular, and then Herman ran into some difficulties that have been well documented here and other places. And then it was Newt Gingrich, and Newt Gingrich, he was up in the ratings and then fell down and came up again briefly, but also then has sunken in the ratings, and I think it's time for Newt to consider dropping out. Ron Paul, of course, should have dropped out a long time ago. He's never, maybe in one state he made a run at it, but has never been in that upper echelon at all the entire time. And the new kid making the big run is Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania, who has been making some noise and winning some caucuses, and mostly caucuses. And but Mitt Romney has continued to hold steady in the lead, and we'll just have to see. You know, he is not well-liked or trusted by a lot of conservatives, but if you really go to his website and look at what his plan is very conservative in nature. He does advocate a lot of the things that that we are looking to advocate. He has a tax reform plan, though I'm not entirely sold on all of it. He wants to drop all the rates, but he does keep the six brackets, and I'm more of a flat tax type that would like to see the brackets drop, perhaps only two brackets instead of the six, but he wants to drop brackets, and that's a good start there. And if you read his what he says, he does look like a free trader and a supply side guy. So I don't know, it's still a long battle ahead. There's Super Tuesday will be coming up this coming Tuesday, and that will be interesting, as that can go a long way to determining what goes on from here. And going into Super Tuesday, Mitt Romney has picked up the support of the second-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives, as Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia has turned his weight behind Mitt Romney, claiming that he's the only candidate who has come out with a bold pro-growth, pro-jobs plan for the future. The endorsement is well-timed, and it comes ahead of Tuesday's big vote in 10 states, including Cantor's home state of Virginia. And Cantor goes on to say that Romney is the candidate that is best able to create jobs, make people feel better about the future, and beat President Barack Obama. And that's the main thing that we should be looking at, beating Obama. And I know a lot of my conservative friends are going to be disappointed, but it looks like Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee. And I think we have to live with that and unite behind him, because, again, the ultimate goal is to defeat Barack Obama in November and get back the Senate and get back the House. And that's what our goals should be. All our focus should be in accomplishing those tasks. Because, folks, once again, we cannot take four more years of this administration. We will not recognize this country in 4 years if this man is reelected. We have to take this country back. And we will be back after these messages.
Barack Obama's legacy of failure. High unemployment rates persist after the government bailed out banks, automobile companies, and targeted our healthcare system. Federal employees now earn more than twice as much as those of us employed by the private sector. Obama has crippled Americans with a $14 trillion national debt. Nearly $1 trillion is owed by the U.S. to China alone. And while Obama earns a reputation for incompetence around the globe, our borders here at home remain unsecured as drug traffickers and terrorists seek to exploit our negligence. But now, we the people are fighting back for fiscal responsibility, a return to constitutional principles, with greater individual liberty and less government regulation over our lives. We deserve new leadership that serves with honor, integrity, and decency. Join us online at CampaignToDefeatObama.com.
Our country deserves better. PAC, TeaPartyExpress.org is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is President Willie, and you're listening to Leaning Right with Gary Mack. It's my favorite show on the internet. Just don't tell Hillary.
The U.S. Supreme Court says that teachers cannot be forced to pay full union dues, but that's exactly what it feels like at my school. I learned that the First Amendment allows me to resign from the union and stop supporting union politics, but I do want to belong to a professional group. What can I do?
The Association of American Educators Foundation wants you to know that you do have options. To learn more, please go to www.aaeteachers.org or call toll-free 800-704-7799.
This is Barry from Metz Musings. Be sure to tune in weekly to Gary and myself at MetzMusings@Podomatic.com and also on iTunes.
That is the 24-hour voicemail comment hotline. If you'd like to leave a comment, a criticism, anything you'd like, you can leave it at that number, or you can email us at leaningrightnow. That's leaningrightnow@gmail.com. So drop us a line either by email or by calling the hotline. And if it's good and clean, we'll play it on the show. So do that today. All right, we're talking about the Republican and the presidential nominations, and meanwhile, there is another candidate in this, and that is President Obama, and he's come out with his energy plan, and his energy plan is essentially to buy fuel-efficient cars. In his weekly radio and online address today, Barack Obama said that Detroit automakers are on track to build cars that average nearly 55 miles per gallon by 2025, doubling the current mileage standards. He goes on to say that that means folks will be able to fill up every 2 weeks instead of every week, saving the typical family more than $8,000 at the pump over time. That's a big deal, especially as families are yet again feeling the pinch from rising gas prices. What's happening in Detroit will make a difference, but it won't solve everything, Obama said. There's no silver bullet for avoiding spikes in gas prices every year. Really? Is this the same man that complained and blamed President Bush for increased gas prices back in 2008 when it was only $2.50 a gallon? Now it's close to $4 a gallon and heading towards $5 a gallon, and God only knows how much higher. But Obama refuses to take the blame. So we ought to wait for 13 years until that car comes about that will get 55 miles to the gallon and forget the Keystone Pipeline. Forget it. We don't need that pipeline from Canada that would reduce our dependence on oil from the Middle East. And not to mention jobs. And he's not going to allow extraction of our domestic oil reserves. Or an increase to that. And we're not even relying on a search for new forms of fuel as the cornerstone of this administration's energy policy. Apparently he's given up on all of that. You know, he keeps talking about this green industry, but every company that he spent billions on with his stimulus package has failed. Solyndra, there's been another solar panel company that just went under, and there's that car company, the electric car company that he supported, he gave stimulus money to, and that went under. And don't forget, it affects everybody that supplies parts for these companies. They all get hurt when these companies go under. So this is not just a minor thing. This is a major thing. But he cannot get this energy policy to sell. He cannot get his green policy jobs to sell because the technology just isn't quite there yet. It's still too expensive and people aren't going to pay for it. People can't afford to pay for it in this current economy with layoffs and the unemployment so high. So we're to wait 13 years for a more fuel-efficient car. Come on, Mr. Obama. We can inflate our tires properly and keep checking all of that, but something else has to be done. You've got to drill for more oil. And, of course, he says that's not going to lower the prices right away. But it can't hurt. It sends a message to the Middle East. It sends a message to the rest of the world that we are fighting back and trying to do something to increase our own economy and stop this dependence on Middle Eastern oil. And he was a busy boy this week, Mr. Obama. As he also gave a speech before the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and he defended his record with Israel while hedging on its most pressing concern, Iran, and a nuclear Iran. And he insists that his administration has always acted with Israel's best interests at heart and had done everything possible to keep our friend and ally safe. Is this guy kidding me? He's been hostile towards Israel since he came into office. He's tried to halt the Jews from building homes in Jerusalem. And he's been attacking them more than the Iranians and the Iraqis and the Afghanistans and all the Egyptians and all the traditional enemies of Israel. And all of his, he hasn't defended them in any aspect. Even when Iran has been threatening them, he's done a lot of finger wagging at them. But we almost had to force him into action to take sanctions against the Iranians. So I don't know where his actions have defended Israel. We should be a strong ally towards Israel. It's the only democracy in that area. It's our only friend in that area of the world. And we need to support them. And if it's militarily, then that has to be. We cannot allow them be run over by these animals, these nut jobs, these Iranian wackos. We can't let them get nuclear power. If they get the bomb, they're unstable. They could use it against anybody, and their first shot would be against Israel. Would not that be a shame if they were to fire at Israel and knock out a country, and we would have their blood would be on Barack Obama's hands. There's no other way to put it. His inaction, his hostility towards that country, there's no other way to put it. Their blood would be on his hands. And we'll be right back.
Barack Obama's legacy of failure. High unemployment rates persist after the government bailed out banks, automobile companies, and targeted our healthcare system. Federal employees now earn more than twice as much as those of us employed by the private sector. Obama has crippled Americans with a $14 trillion national debt. Nearly $1 trillion is owed by the U.S. to China alone. And while Obama earns a reputation for incompetence around the globe, our borders here at home remain unsecured as drug traffickers and terrorists seek to exploit our negligence. But now, we the people are fighting back for fiscal responsibility, a return to constitutional principles, with greater individual liberty and less government regulation over our lives. We deserve new leadership that serves with honor, integrity, and decency. Join us online at campaigntodefeatobama.com.
Our country deserves better. PAC, TeaPartyExpress.org is responsible for the content of this ad.
You can now hear our show while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phone, WebOS phone, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher, smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
This is Barry from Metz Musings. Be sure to tune in weekly to Gary and myself at MetzMusings@Podomatic.com and also on iTunes.
And we're back. And as you can tell, my voice is starting to go, as I have obviously picked up something. So one more story and then we'll call it a show. Vladimir Putin has regained the Russian presidency for 6 more years after serving as the country's prime minister for the last 6. In spite of calls, this is from Town Hall, in spite of calls of election rigging, the notorious macho politician has claimed victory, winning nearly 60% of the vote. His nearest rival, communist Gennady Zyuganov, fell short with 20% of the vote. Putin's opponents said voting in many parts of the vast country was skewed to help him return to the presidency after 4 years as prime minister, and vowed to step up the biggest protests since he rose to power 12 years ago. Putin was likely to portray the victory as strong backing against the opposition protesters, although he had promised not to crack down on them. He is also expected to return to the Kremlin with tough fighting talk against the West, a trademark of his first presidency and election campaign. So, Putin is back, and will he come out swinging against the West, or will he pretend to be interested in working with us? It'll be interesting to see what goes on once he gets back in power, and what the relationship will be with us, and hopefully a new president, and that president hopefully will be Mitt Romney.
And that's going to do it for me. I'm fading fast here, so have a great week until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.